This is the day that the Lord has made, and therefore let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the sixth Sunday in the season of Easter, and therefore we are bold to proclaim, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
We begin our worship together this morning by singing hymn number 389, Christ is alive. Let Christians sing. We worship the Lord. Worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please pray with me. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We bow our hearts in silent confession before our Lord. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We join together in our song of praise.
Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say,
Wait.
Take 10. We join together in our song of praise. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Please pray with me. O God of life and Easter's joy, you called from death our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of his everlasting covenant. Shepherd us, good Lord, amid all our fears with the gracious leading of your risen Son. By the breath of your Holy Spirit, revive our faith in your mercy and strengthen us to be the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our only Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first lesson for this Sunday is from 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. Now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who will revile your conscience, we're going to start over. The first lesson is from 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. Now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second lesson is from the Acts of the Apostles, the 17th chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse. So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by men, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should see God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said. For we are indeed his offspring. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all, by raising him from the dead." Now, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, but others said, "We will hear you again about this." So Paul went out from their midst. But some men joined him and believed, among whom also were Dionysus, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. Alleluia.
Well, according to St. John, the 14th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse,
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said, If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Hearers of God's word, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus, the risen Christ. In today's first lesson, we hear this challenge, this call from 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks. A powerful call to readiness to share our faith, especially in the light of what we see following then in today's second lesson, in that story of the Apostle Paul from the book of Acts. In Acts 17, the Apostle Paul, he finds himself in Athens, Greece, home to the great Parthenon. That was the great temple of the virgin goddess Athena. And in the center of that temple was a two-story high statue of the goddess covered in gold. It was also in Athens, the great temple of Nike, the god of victory, and also the temple of Olympian Zeus, the father of all the gods. There were hundreds of big, impressive temples and thousands of idols, all to that whole pantheon, that plethora of Greek and Roman gods. Surrounded by all this pagan worship, the Apostle Paul starts preaching, we are told, in front of the Areopagus. Now, what's an Areopagus? Well, this was the place of the religious police for all of Athens. Yes, they had them, religious police. They were called the Areopagites, and they were responsible for overseeing all of the religious practices and philosophies and teachings in the entire city of Athens. Not timid, Paul starts preaching right on their doorstep. But note how he begins. He begins by meeting them where they are at, talking about what they are familiar with. Verse 22. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way." He starts by complimenting them. "For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What you therefore worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you." Apparently, the Athenians wanted to make sure that they didn't offend any of their plethora of gods by leaving one of them out, by failing to worship one of them. They feared what might happen if they missed one of them, and therefore they erected a statue, an idol, an altar to the unknown God. The Apostle Paul, seeing his opportunity, seizes the moment. Paul goes on to now tell them about Jesus and the promise of the resurrection. But he does so by even quoting one of their Greek poets just to make his points. Paul meets them where they are at. Paul is seeking to create a cultural bridge between himself and them. He's trying to create a relationship. Missionaries have been doing exactly this ever since, pointing people to Jesus through intentional relationships. In our work in Malawi, over the years, we have learned how incredibly important it is for us to build relationships. The mission board there in Malawi has pointedly told us that the greatest gift that we can bring to them is not our money or things, but ourselves. They so hunger for that relationship with other brothers and sisters in Christ from around the world. The gift of relationships. It was many years ago, but maybe some of you remember when Chris and Stan Chahanowitz went to Kazakhstan. Our Kazakhstan mission team, it was built on the same foundation. They were going to go to teach English because the Muslims there wanted to learn English. But that created an opportunity by meeting their need to build a relationship in which trust could be experienced, and a relationship in which opportunities could open to witness to Jesus, our saving Lord. And is it really any different here at home? When it comes to sharing our faith in Jesus with a neighbor or a stranger or our coworkers or our friends, this is always a key principle for witness here and around the world. Make a friend. Be a friend. Prove yourself worthy of that title. Then in the context of that relationship of trust, the Holy Spirit will create opportunities to help bring that friend to Christ. It is said that one of the most important reasons for why the early Christian church grew so much and so fast, it was not because it had hundreds of seminary-trained theologians and pastors. And it was not because it had thousands of Bible school-trained missionaries or a myriad of incredibly clever and smart philosophical debaters. No. It was because the early Christians did something incredible. they loved one another. Even as Christ had first loved them. And they not only loved one another with that love, but they shared that same love of God in loving the people around them that Jesus brought into their lives. They will know you are Christians by your love. See how they love one another. This is what Jesus said is the mark of his church. Relationships, meeting people where they are at, in ways that they are familiar with, in a way in which they can feel comfortable from the get-go. So you make a friend and you be a friend. Now, admittedly, that's not always easy. Being a friend can lots of times be pretty hard. It admittedly takes work. It takes patience. The very word patience, it means long-suffering. It takes commitment. It takes time. It takes humility. It means hanging in there, sometimes for years, continually, faithfully, no matter how you're treated in response, still living God's love towards that person, being there for them, inviting them, welcoming them, being kind to them, especially when they don't deserve it. In love, being a friend in Christ. We are told that in response to Paul's preaching, some people scoffed at him. So don't be surprised if people sometimes scoff at you. It happened to even the very best, to the Apostle Paul, and many, many times. But also, we're told that others believed, and therefore never underestimate how God can be using you, maybe especially when it feels like you're getting nowhere. We hear from 1 Peter today, verse 15. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet, do it with gentleness and reverence. Probably one of the greatest words of encouragement in today's readings from God's Word comes from Jesus himself in today's gospel. There, Jesus promises to you and to me the gift of the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the encourager, the very same Spirit by which God raised Jesus from the dead, now dwelling within us. This is how God creates the miracle of faith in our hearts, in our lives, and in the lives of those to whom we share this good news. We always witness in the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. May all of us be reminded today that it was in the very waters of our baptism that God himself poured into us that gift of his Spirit. God himself, not only with us, but now within us, and therefore God calls us temples of his Holy Spirit. Will people always readily respond? Oh, no. And will we sometimes be totally misunderstood? Oh, yes. And will we sometimes, you know, just open our mouths to change feet? Will we just blow it? Yeah, we can count on that. But it's especially then that it is so important that you and I remember that this isn't about you and me. This is all about Jesus. And therefore, let us always be looking for ways to be a sign of his gracious love. Because it is not by our might or by our power, but it is by his Spirit, says the Lord. And therefore, by the miracle of God's indwelling Holy Spirit, gift of your baptism, yes, You are Jesus with skin on. Amen. Let us stand and sing together our song of praise. Our holy Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Rejoicing in the miracle of new life in Jesus Christ, let us pray for the church, for all people, according to their needs. Gracious and risen Lord Jesus, you are the Lamb of God, who has become the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Shepherd us now, O Lord, in the circumstances of our daily lives, Bless us with your rod and your staff to lead, to guide, and to protect us. Come, we pray, with the promise of your Easter life to give to us the promise of our sins forgiven and the hope in you that will not disappoint us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our missionaries and their families. We pray especially today for the Nick and Shannon Kraft family, our missionaries to Peru, the Brian and Barb Sorge family, our missionaries to India, for Shadrach and Yami Chukoti, and the Kenyenyeva Orphan Care Ministries of Malawi. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, bless and protect all those who lead us in our war against this deadly virus. Bless and protect our medical personnel, our first responders, our research scientists, our food producers and processors, grocery store and pharmacy workers, and all those in vital industries and businesses who are daily working to keep all of us supplied and alive. We continue to pray especially for your blessings of wisdom and protection to be with our president, Donald Trump, and with his advisors, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. And we pray for our governor, Mike DeWine, and for his advisors, for Dr. Amy Acton. And we pray for the mayors of our area communities. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all compassion, bless all those who suffer from illness and disease. We pray especially this day for Carolyn Suzuki Denault, Barb Davis, Sheila Muma, Carolyn Hancock, Jackie Moxley, Henry Colchies, Gail Elder, Allison Carroll, Joe Rogers, Grant Hobson, Sonia Snell, Lori Hamrick, Shirley Stiegel, Jaleel Holt, Lana Connery, Paul Connery, Sean Voltz, Linda Arnold, Stan Russell, and Lowell Weeks. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, giver of the gift of eternal life, be the comforter of those for whom death draws near, and grant your peace to all those whose loved ones have died. We pray especially this day for the family and for the friends of Don Hariff. Give to them the embrace of your healing peace and the vision of the glory and joy of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend now all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share together the peace of Christ. Christ's peace be with you. Christ's peace. Christ's peace. Again, I want to thank this Sunday the folks that are really making all of this possible for all of us to worship together virtually, to Becky Pimpman, our song leader, to Scott Berry, our organist, to Todd Heichel, and to Tom Sarbaugh, our videographers, and to Ed Farner on Soundbooth. You guys are awesome, and I just want to thank you so very much. And a very special welcome this Sunday. We're going to have some special music at the time of our offering, and it comes from the Kashubi household. So many thanks to the Kashubis for this gift of music and song they give to all of us. This is that time in our worship service where we worship by the giving of our tithes and our offerings and our sacrifices. I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you. You are so faithfully continuing to mail in your tithes, offerings, and sacrifices to support the ministry of Christ Church. It is such a blessing to see the generosity and the joyful giving of God's people. May God continue to bless you with this gift of such gracious giving. And there you need to edit it before I look up and look in a strange direction, because that's where she's going to put in, you're going to put in the music that she's going to give you. So I paused there, and then I went, so please cut it before I go. And they'll all go, what's over there? Oh, the Kashubis, now singing from the balcony. I know it looks like they're in the living room, but it's from the balcony. We're not awkwardly talking, we're just having a pause. One.
Common question around here. I ask him it every time.
Okay.
I think the Kashubis are done.
Okay. How do you know? Have you seen the peaches?
Because I told him 3 minutes max.
Okay. We join together in praying our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Bow your hearts unto God and receive his blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We join together in the singing of our closing hymn.
Peaceful. joyous shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth has union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won. Oh, blessed heavenly chorus, Lord, save us by your grace, that we like saints before us may see you face to face.
Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks
be to God.